Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what is going on? Welcome to the Friday edition of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. We are presented to you by our friends over at Fantasy Draft. Thanks again to them for putting their name on this show. I hope you give them a chance to earn your business. And if you hadn't, run on over to Fantasy Draft. Make sure you go through our links here on Roto Grinders. Tonight, the big $20,000, home run is what they're calling it, $25 buy-in. So definitely take a shot on that. Normally their biggest GPPs of the week happen on Fridays over at Fantasy Draft. And again, a nice change of pace from what you normally see on FanDuel and DraftKings. I'm telling you, try those rake-free head-to-head games. They have them at different levels. So if you're a beginner game, intermediate, or of course you want to play against the likes of me who have a little bit more experience, you can do so over at Fantasy Draft. And supporting the people that bring us things like this for free, gotta love them. So thanks again to them for joining this podcast family. A little bit late today on the pod, I apologize for that, but I had the host mashup over on SiriusXM this morning. So they had me on right during the time I'm normally recording this thing. So I had to get that wrapped up and did a good show there with David Kitchen over at The Insiders. So if you've got a subscription to SiriusXM, you might want to listen to that on demand. We didn't, wasn't a whole lot of, you know, content for the day only, just a lot of nice evergreen fun back and forth. And if you've been following me and him for a while, I think you'll really enjoy that. So I definitely wanted to recommend people to give that a listen if you are subscribers. You can usually find that on demand. Tonight, though, we're going to look at this 16-game slate in daily fantasy baseball tonight. That's going to be the totality of said podcast. Hopefully yesterday you had a nice profitable night. Mr. Moore was not bad. You know, I kind of went on a limb with him as a value option for us, and he was fine for his first career start. We get another guy making one today, and Luis Castillo for the Reds, who I don't think has even pitched in AAA. I think he's making the jump up from AA, and he's been good down there, but that's a big leap to make. So I'm not quite as confident in him, certainly on a 16-game slate where we've got lots of pitching to choose from. So let's jump into it, and let's start with the more expensive, maybe chalkier pitchers on the slate today. When you've got 16 games out there, usually enough value rises to the top to allow us to get you know, these expensive pitching options in. But the drawback to that is it seems like this year bats have just really been what you want to spend on today. I mean, it's just tons of runs being scored seemingly every single night. And, you know, the pitching stats, even recently, the guys like Kershaw and Sale in the middle of the summer, you know, you haven't been getting those super gaudy pitching performances that you necessarily need to be winning tournaments here today. So there could be something to be said for trying to pay down and find that option that's a tad bit cheaper for us. But on the high end today, you've got Chris Archer, you've got Strasburg, you've got Alex Wood, all three of these guys, you know, checking in over 10K. And then Michael Fulmer, he actually gets a date with San Diego, which is not a bad matchup at all. In fact, it's probably the GOAT matchup that you can have, but certainly might not quite have the strikeout upside that you get in those other guys. So that's the drawback with Fulmer today. And on FanDuel, you're paying more for him than you are for Alex Wood, 300 less than Archer. So on those sites, I don't think he's really in play at all. On DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, he's got a huge spread in terms of his salary on those sites. So you can definitely maybe look to play him over there. But if you're on the single pitcher site tonight, I think, you know, this is not an easy decision by any measure. The bigger favorites are Strasburg and Wood at minus 250, minus 220 for Wood. And then Archer's still solid at minus 186. And all three of these guys pitch at home. So that's a nice little advantage for them. I'm going to hope that the weather doesn't catch up with Strasburg and make him my top guy tonight. I just feel like, obviously, we get K upside in all three of these guys. I think maybe the most out of the three is going to be Archer, but then you have the risk of not being able to find the strike zone. Baltimore's bats haven't been great this season. There's no question about that, but he's also a guy that... they do have some hitters that I feel like, you know, are good and are going to maybe get hot at some point in time. I know this is, pretty big sample size. Maybe the teams that are out there are the teams that we see. But I still feel a little bit more weary of dealing with Baltimore's lineup than I do Colorado. And then Cincinnati, obviously at home is a spot where you don't really want to go against that Cincinnati Reds team. But going out to Washington, I don't have a problem with it. The temperatures, that's the big thing with Strasburg. And it looks like it's going to be in the kind of like 85-ish, like the mid-80s range. So it's going to be warm, but it doesn't seem like it's going to be overly ridiculous. And he's just, I just like the matchup for him a little bit better today than I think the other two guys. I'm not saying you're doing it wrong if you roster them. And by looking at ownership, it seems pretty split in our projections between Wood, Archer, and Strasburg. But I'm going to give the edge to Strasburg today, being the strongest favorite. And from an implied run total side of things, you get the Reds at 3.27. You've got the Orioles at 3.77, and we get the Rockies at 3.25. So Rockies are the smallest, and they probably have Dodger Stadium's definitely the worst hitting environment of the day. But Kyle Freeland today, lefty going against the Dodgers. Sometimes it can be a little bit tricky for that lineup. Certainly wasn't too bad yesterday against them, but typically takes out Grandal, takes out Seager out of the equation. And obviously, guys like Kiki Hernandez, who hit a home run, Franklin Gutierrez had a nice game. Those guys are good. But in the long run, you'd rather obviously be having Corey Seager in there, Grandal against righty. So I'm going to go with Strasburg as my top guy tonight and then try to find an alternative for us at the other pitching spot. And again, using two of those guys tonight, not something that you have to do, but again, depending on where the value lies today, potentially something you can do tonight. But we've got a lot of high totals out there. Yu Darvish has been a pretty solid pitcher this season. His last start against Seattle, not so hot, but 23 and 25 DraftKings points the two starts before that. He gets the Yankees tonight, though, which is a very kind of difficult matchup for the Texas Rangers here today, going on the road in Yankee Stadium. So I'm probably avoiding him. He'll be a low-owned GPP play, and honestly, he's just not that cheap. So probably not a guy that you're maybe looking to roster tonight. I think that Jay Happ today could be somewhat interesting play for us. His last two starts, DraftKings-wise, he's yielded 26 and 29 DraftKings points. He's 88K on DraftKings, 8,300 on FanDuel. He gets the Kansas City Royals today, who are a team that I'm not afraid to pick on. And again, Yunus on the mound for the Royals has the second highest Sierra on the slate tonight. So the Blue Jays, again, getting a little bit more healthy with that lineup. I feel like Happ is a solid SP2 for us today. He's not a super value for us, but good enough, I think. Would I prefer him or Fulmer on, say, DraftKings? Because, again, Fulmer, I think, is unplayable on FanDuel. On DraftKings at 8,300, he's 300 more than Happ. Probably going to give the slight edge to Happ over Fulmer, because I think Fulmer is actually going to drive a lot more ownership. Perdomo, just look at the Vegas odds here for projected runs. Toronto at 5, the Detroit Tigers barely over 4 today. So, ballpark has something to do with that. Not like Kansas City's the best ballpark to hit in baseball. And temperatures there actually kind of low, all things considered. We see a lot of 80s, upper 80s, but 78 degrees looking like the high out there. Now, obviously, that's not like bad hitting weather, but it's not the elite heat and humidity that we're seeing in other places out there. So For me, I'm going to go Jay Happ as kind of my SP2 that I'm looking at tonight. San Francisco is kind of a sneakier, higher total than I come to expect here. Tyson Block against Seth Lugo. A little bit worried about San Francisco. Played late into the night out there in Atlanta, crossing the country now back to the West Coast to start the series with the Mets, who obviously were just down in L.A., so no time zone change for them. Block's a guy just doesn't have enough strikeout upside for me, but again, that ballpark. I think I'm kind of shying away from pitching. Normally, you can find some good value out there, but I'm going to not go there tonight and kind of go elsewhere to those other options that I talked about. All right, so now that we got pitching ironed out, let's look at some bats, and we'll go positional here, and we'll start at the catcher position. And, you know, the Cubs today, I certainly don't mind them, and implied run total right around 5. And if you're playing on FanDuel, you can get Contreras potentially today or Montero on the cheap. And with their lineup orders kind of mixed around with Anthony Rizzo now going to the bench, or not going to the bench, but going to the leadoff spot, that's really boosted up the lineup order for the catching position, and Contreras has batted cleanup a good bit. Against Urena, I'm fine with him today over on FanDuel on the cheap. I also don't hate Russell Martin today at 2.5K. I talked about Eunice, a guy who's just not very good, and pretty decent projection for them, and he's only 2,500. We saw Buster Posey do well yesterday, and I don't hate him today against Seth Lugo. Obviously, he's elite versus lefties, but I think he's fine versus righties. And at 3.2K, that's pretty cheap. And if the ownership projection stands at 3% on FanDuel, that just feels way too low for a guy who we saw yesterday really rake. So I don't mind him, but you can look at Gary Sanchez at 300 more going against Yu Darvish, and probably going to garner, you know, twice the ownership of Buster Posey because he's just not that expensive out there today. Felix Hernandez is pitching. By the way, I never thought I'd see the day where Felix Hernandez is below 6K on DraftKings, but that is today. I don't think he's going to pitch very deep. I think he's unplayable for DFS, but just knowing that, you know, how good he used to be, especially for fantasy, just in your head, think that there could be a day where Clayton Kershaw is under 6K, and that's kind of where we are right now with him, but I'm not playing him at all. I'm probably not playing Brian McCann at 3,400 over there on DraftKings. 3,400 on FanDuel, 3,800 on DraftKings, and on Fantasy Draft, where we don't need to play a catcher, almost certainly not going there. Yeah, I think those are the top guys for me. I think Jonathan Lucroy today, if he cracks the lineup today, is interesting. 351 WOBA against righties, and we've seen Tanaka not be very good for a good portion of this season, so he's a guy that does stand out a good bit for me. Tonight. All right, let's move on to first base, where Miguel Cabrera was just too cheap yesterday, and he paid off the number when it was all said and done with that home run. You know, back today, let me see. I've got the FanDuel projections up, so he's not popping right now. Trying to find him. Well, we'll talk about the people who do kind of pop today. Well, my boy Mike Pelfrey's on the mound tonight. And I already tweeted out about this, and, you know, I'm not going to necessarily go on this podcast and say, you should be playing Oakland tonight, but do know I've already lost a bunch of money stacking against Mike Pelfrey. I'm at the mode where it's too late to stop it, because there's going to be a day where he doesn't do well, and I've already invested in the days that he does pitch well, so I'm just going to keep investing. And, you know, is it the old Martingale system? Is that what they're calling it? I don't know. We'll see if this thing pays off at some point in time. But Yonder Alonso against Pelfrey, lefty-righty. You want to get the lefties in there against him if you can, so guys like him and Joyce are going to pop today at 351. At 3,100, it's just way too cheap over there on FanDuel. And pretty much all those bats are really playable on DraftKings, so you can actually get top pitchers and a nice stack in there. Alonso's had a nice season, got off to that really hot start, then kind of cooled down a little bit. Does have hits in 4 of his last 5 games. Thing about Pelfrey about stacking against him, though, it's tough to do, is he never really even pitches deep into the games when he's good. So, like, when he sucks, they're probably going to pull him after, like, two innings. Because he only pitches, like, four or five, even when he's semi-decent out there. But I'm going to go back to that route, and I don't think Alonso's a horrible play tonight. Cleveland, super high team total of 5.7. And you're getting both Santana and E5 fairly affordable out there. Certainly on FanDuel at 3,300. But these are two guys that I don't hate playing on fantasy draft potentially together against Mejia, who just has not been very good. And we've seen Encarnacion really heat up in the middle of the summer, and look for him to be in a tremendous spot today. I think that, you know, getting some exposure to Cleveland is going to be a very, very smart move tonight. We've get Eric Thames against Mike Foltynewicz. I don't even know if I pronounce his last name right, but we'll call him Folty, and he's been weak against lefties. And then you've got a lefty in Thames who's been dominant versus righties with a 404 WOBA and a 310 ISO. So those two things really match up here tonight in that hitter's ballpark in Atlanta. We saw a good bit of runs scored again yesterday. So Eric Thames, way too cheap out there. DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, I don't know if he's gonna fit those builds here today, but on FanDuel, he's a name that definitely looks good to me. Arizona continues to score a bunch of runs, had like a 10-run inning the other day, and it looks like our highest ownership at this position, at least for FanDuel, does come in at Paul Goldschmidt against Mark Leiter Jr. No idea. As I said this morning on the show, I said maybe he's Al Leiter's son, and Dave so nicely put it, he can't be a junior if he's going to be Al Leiter's son. He can't be Mark Leiter Jr. if he's Al Leiter's son. So big mistake by me there, but I'm guessing a relative, you know, maybe. But I don't know if he's ready for the show here today. And going out there to that BAM box in Arizona, Goldschmidt, not a bad guy to be rostering tonight for your teams. In that same game here today, Brandon Drury's been a real revelation this season, and he's just too cheap on FanDuel today at 2,800. DraftKings and Fantasy Draft has started to prop up his salaries a good bit, so, you know, less of a sure thing there, but if you need value at this position, he stands out certainly tonight. And Tommy La Stella, if he would make the lineup against Jose Arena for the Chicago Cubs, and he very well could, he is a true 2K crapper. So if you want to get in Bryce Harper, Mookie Betts, I think those are two of the top, you know, big bats on this slate today. Even Daniel Murphy at this position, it's not really going to work getting La Stella in there because it's the same position. But if you want those big bats, he's a guy to look at. He's going to be 2,800 over on DraftKings and I think under 6K on Fantasy Draft. So Tommy La Stella, a value name to consider tonight. Robinson Cano against Joe Musgrove. Seattle's been starting to swing the bats pretty well. Still too cheap at 3.3K tonight. And I don't mind Brian Dozier against Trevor Bauer. I know we love him versus lefties, but over the last 2 years, you know, 233 ISO, 352 WOBA. You compare that to Murphy, who's at a 418 WOBA, so about 60 points higher there. But the ISO is only about 12, 13 points higher at a 246. So Dozier's coming in at 33, Murphy at 41. So I like him in that middle tier when we can get him on the cheap tonight. And then obviously Kipnis today against Mejia. I have no problem there. Mejia has been really bad against lefties anyway, even though he is a left-handed pitcher. So don't let that, you know, feel like you can't play lefties against him tonight. Probably give Dozier a slight bump if I can, but over him. But I don't mind Kipnis at all today. But could be a pay-down spot for your games. And also over at third base, and this guy is, I think, shortstop eligible as well on DraftKings. We got to look at Wilmer Flores today, just too cheap against Tyson Block. Again, you don't normally look to use a lot of bats in San Francisco, but when you can get mega value against a lefty and a guy who's got a 400 WOBA and 291 ISO, you're going to play him. So I expect him to be chalky at under 3K on both of those sites, especially DK. That is just, you know, one of the best value propositions you've got, and he plays multiple positions. So I expect him to be really high-owned over there tonight. We talked about the lefties against Folty. Shaw is another one to consider today at 3,400 in that ballpark. So I like him. Jake Lamb, pricey, but not impossible to fit into your lineups. Under 4K on FanDuel at 3,900. So he's a name that's popping a bit for me. here today. We saw Chris Bryant go yard yesterday, and he's still under 4K against Mr. Urena. If he's going to be 4% today against Urena on FanDuel, and he might be because people aren't going to want to spend necessarily, but he's like a $4,500, $4,800 player, and we're getting $1,000 in value from him. So probably going to have low ownership because people are going to pay down to Flores potentially at this position on FanDuel, but I like Bryant tonight. DraftKings, again, 4,600, running down 9K on Fantasy Draft. Little less interest there, but certainly not against it. The Cubs offense may be starting to wake up a little bit. And when we get to shortstop, we saw Addison Russell hit another home run. You know, he just, his wife filed for a divorce with him. So maybe a distraction, less of a distraction than he had before. I don't know, the anti, you know, we saw Brooks Koepka do well after he broke up with his girlfriend. Now, I don't know what the whole girlfriend snafu was him with him in the broadcast. Did Joe Buck announce, like, the wrong girlfriend? Like, it's a big miss there, Joe. You got to get that right. But Russell, a nice value guy for you. Again, I don't mind the Cubs today with a team total right around 5. The other value guy I've been using a good bit is Chad Pinder, and he hasn't been awful. And he gets Pelfrey today. A little bit more expensive on DraftKings because, well, they kind of factor in Mike Pelfrey not being good, so he's like 3,600 there. But if you need a under 3K crapper at shortstop on FanDuel today and you don't want to go with Addison Russell, he is clearly an option for you. If you want to pay up Carlos Correa tonight, I don't mind it against Felix Hernandez. If you've got a punt pitcher that you want to use and spend $4,300 for a shortstop at probably under 5% ownership, then Correa's fine. He's just elite versus right-handed pitching. The WOBA's up to 373. The ISO's over 200 now over the last 2 years. So he has been excellent in that handedness split. So I'd rather go him over Trey Turner. I'm fine with Turner, though, you know, against Castillo and a team that's probably going to score a pile of runs today. I get it. I'm probably more looking for him in a stack rather than a one-off, where I think using Correa in a one-off is not a bad idea. Okay, lastly, let's get to our outfielders. Again, my top guys, if we're just, you know, looking to pay up and get some huge fantasy production, I like Mookie Betts a lot tonight. Only 3,800 on FanDuel. He's going to be around 9K on Fantasy Draft. But Ubaldo, this is a good matchup. His bat's coming around. He's going to have a good game today. So really like him. Back on Bryce Harper today against the youngster and Castillo. And I do think there's a good chance Corey Dickerson hits a home run against Ubaldo Jimenez tonight. So, and by the way, Mookie gets Alex Meyer. Dickerson gets Ubaldo. So we like both of those guys a good bit here today. Harper against this Castillo, yeah, like if you can make him fit, you know, going to want him into your lineup. Now, from a value side of things, we've got to see if Smith Jr. cracks the lineup against Yunus today. If he does, we've seen him as high as leadoff. I'm fine with using him at 2K on FanDuel as a min salary crapper, and then also potentially using him on DraftKings. A little bit tougher over there at 3K. I know he was like 2.6 the other day, and he was playable, but certainly on FanDuel. Franklin Gutierrez, I always love using him versus lefties. He's 2.1 on FanDuel, 3.2 on DraftKings today, so he's going to be a source of value for you. And Kiki Hernandez as well, 3,100 on DK, 2,300. I'm guessing we see that same lineup against Kyle Freeland today. And Freeland, I think, you know, he's a fine pitcher. Is he as good as Matt's? Probably not. But those guys just too cheap for, you know, the explosive offense we've seen. And then on FanDuel, we've got Matt Joyce at under 3K against Mike Pelfrey. So I'm into him tonight. We'll see where Jacob Brugman decides to land in the lineup order. He could be another 2K crapper for you, 2,600 over on DraftKings against Mike Pelfrey. So even when I said I'm not going to tout out the Oakland A's, I end up still touting out the Oakland A's on this podcast. Go figure. Andrew Benintendi, nice salary for him on FanDuel at 3,500 against Alex Meyer. We love him in those lefty-righty matchups. He gets that tonight. And that, I think that's kind of the guys that I'm looking to play here today. Let's go through some stacks real quick. Games that I'm most interested in stacking or teams. Obviously, the Nationals are always good against a young pitcher here who I believe is going to be a little bit over his head. Good prospect there for the Reds, but I'm not sure he's ready for this lineup. So love the Nationals today. The Red Sox obviously make, I think, a solid stack today. I'm going to be on the Oakland A's. I think the Brewers are kind of sneaky against Folty. I don't think a lot of people will go there, but that just you like that team. I kind of like that team better against righties. And when you get that positive hitting environment too, I think there's a reason to give them a look today. So don't mind the Milwaukee Brewers as a stack. And then, you know, Philadelphia and Arizona out there in that bandbox, we're going to see a lot of runs scored. Arizona probably the safer side there, but I'm not afraid to go against Patrick Corbin today. Again, I like that lineup a little bit better versus lefties today. Sometimes Odubel Herrera kind of gets a little bit of a drop-off, but Kendrick's been actually swinging a pretty hot bat as of late. Good ballpark out there to hit in. And that's it. There you go. That's my outlook quickie for you on this Friday night. Between this, Stevie's podcast, we should have you covered. If that's not enough, good news. Grinders Live today, 3:30, we get rolling all the way until 7 o'clock. Be on the lookout for all this great best ball content we've got over on Draft as well. So promo code Grinders if you haven't signed up over there and played some best ball football. That's a lot of fun. We do hope you support Fantasy Draft tonight because, well, they've got a big tournament in the works. And we've got one other people we got to thank, and that's our friends over at Blue Apron. If you haven't tried Blue Apron yet, I'll tell you what, eating healthy meals is something that we all should be doing, and they've got the freshest ingredients, and they make it so easy on you because you're busy playing daily fantasy, dealing with the family. So why don't you get everything delivered right to your door with affordable meals that cost less than $10 per meal. You get great seasonal recipes, pre-portioned ingredients, and you're making those healthier meals. Lots of variety to choose from. You can pick it out, or Blue Apron. They can surprise you each and every week, and they won't even repeat your meals over the course of an entire year. It's flexible, and you basically sign up for it when you want it. So if you're not going to be around for a week, you're traveling, the wife is traveling, you got kids stuff, you're not going to be able to cook, then don't worry. You say, hey, we're not going to do it this week, but you come back and say, hey, you know what? We're going to sit down as a family. We're going to eat healthy. Blue Apron's a great alternative for you. So you can check out this week's menu, and you get your first three meals free with free shipping. Yes, I didn't stutter. Free with free shipping. That means it costs you nothing to try. Just go to blueapron.com/fantasyfix. That's blueapron.com/fantasyfix. You'll feel how good it – you'll love how good it feels and taste to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/fantasyfix. blueapron.com/fantasyfix. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Good luck to everybody in their games tonight and throughout this weekend. And till then, I'm Dan Bach wishing you, obviously, best of luck. Talk to you next week here on Roto Grinders. Have a good one, everybody. We will see you.